reasons alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your thought of life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science worm. This is reason for the telephone.
Of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Music brings us together, and the radio airwaves cover vast distances. So let's bring listeners together through the magic of the airwaves. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. And this is episode number 142. And on today's program, the Ink Spots do an Ellington tune in the 40s and a George Gershwin tune from Strike Up the Band in the 1920s. Remembering Dwayne Wiggins of the R&B group Tony, Tony, Tony. And an 80s era audio history selection from early 1981 in Washington, D.C., and a new artist on the rise that you're going to want to know about. An artist by the name of Jesse Wells will be featured at the end of the show when we get to the 2020s decade. But first, we're going to start way back in the 1910s, in the teens and the dawn of the recorded music industry, with an Irving Berlin song that was revived and revitalized into the 40s and 50s. A number of different artists did this song. There are versions of this song by the Andrews Sisters and Judy Garland and many others. And like I said, it's an Irving Berlin composition. Here's the earliest popular version of this song, recorded in 1913. This is Collins and Harland, who are kind of a comical vaudeville singing duo in the teens and 20s. And this is When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama on Cruisin' the Decades.
I've had a mighty busy day.
I heard you pack your things away.
Yes, now I'm going to give that landlord back his keys.
You mean the keys?
It opened up my dreary flat.
where many weary nights you sat.
Thinking of the folks down home who think of me.
Think of me, think of me.
You can bet you'll find me singing happily.
Will it be, will it be?
When that midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama.
Alabama, Alabama.
I'll be right there.
Where you be, where you be?
I've got an affair.
Sure to me, sure to me.
When I see that rusty head conductor man.
What do you do, what do you do?
I'll grab him by the collar.
Yes.
And I'll holler.
What?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes.
Mean to stop the train.
That brings me back again.
Down home where you remain.
Where my honey lamb. And now I will be right there with bells.
When that old conductor yells.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard for Alabama. The minute that I reach that place,
I guess you'll overfeed your face.
Gee, I hadn't had a good meal since that day.
You went away?
I'm gonna kiss my pa and ma.
A dozen signs for every star.
Yes, I know that Alabama's new moon hay.
New moon hay, new moon hay.
I'll be glad enough to throw myself away.
Right away, right away.
When the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama, I'll be right there. I've got my fare. When I see that rusty head conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama,
Alabama.
That's where we stop the train. That brings us back again, down home where we'll remain, where my honey lamb now am. Oh, I will be right there with bells.
When that old conductor yells,
all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from superpowered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Thank you.
that's a song going back 100 years to the theater and some great musicals. It was originally written for Lady Be Good in 1924, but it was deleted and later used for the Gershwin's government satire Strike Up the Band in 1927, written by George Gershwin and his brother Ira Gershwin. That version is the well-known popular version by Vaughn DeLeith on vocals with the Fred Rich Orchestra. The Man I Love from Vaughn DeLeith in 1927. All of these songs from the standards, you know, the Great American Songbook, were sung by many different artists through the years. The Man I Love was later done by the Benny Goodman Quartet. And even in the 90s, Kate Bush did that song for the Glory of Gershwin tribute album. It's neat to trace the history on some of these great songs. You can find all of our playlists and deeper dive on the information of each show at cruisinthedecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, and let's go into the 1930s. This is the popular singer Vera Lynn. Now, she had quite a career starting in the 20s and 30s, but really kind of became most famous during World War II. She was known as the Forces Sweetheart, and she would give concerts for troops stationed in Egypt and India and Burma, and had a decades-long career, first in music and then on the big screen. Vera Lynn lived to be 103 years old. She passed away in June of 2020. And this is a relatively early song from her catalog, The General's Fast Asleep. This is 1935 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you.
hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades. Broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book down from the shelf. And what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself. Miss the Saturday dance, heard the crowd at the floor, couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on days. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Different without you, don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music appreciation. That was the Ink Spots. That's a 1942 recording from them. That's actually a Duke Ellington song and another famous song that's been recorded dozens of times. The Ink Spots were very important because of their unique blend of early rhythm and blues and vocal harmonies that kind of led to doo-wop, R&B, and rock and roll. Like, they're a really important group, right along with the Mills Brothers, kind of at the start of singing groups into the 30s and 40s and 50s. This is Cruisin' the Decades at CruisinTheDecades.com, 1958. This is a fun song. I think you're going to know this one. This is the Royal Teens.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Who wears short shorts?
Thank you.
audacious, suggestive in its day, 1958 with the Royal Teens on ABC Paramount Records. And this is Cruisin' the Decades. And these 50s tunes are so fun. We're going to hang out in the 1950s for one more because they're all so short. Let's do this from Annette Funicello in 1959. This is Annette Funicello with the Afterbeats, and this is Tall Paul.
Chalk on the sidewalk, writing on the wall. Everybody knows it. I love Paul. Tall Paul, Tall Paul, Tall Paul. He's my all. Chalk on the sidewalk,
chalk on the sidewalk.
Dishes on a tree,
dishes on a tree.
Everybody knows.
Decades, 100 years of music. That's Annette Funicello and Tall Paul, her biggest hit as a pop artist. That song reached number 7 in 1959. Annette Funicello began at age 12 on the Mickey Mouse Club. So this was kind of, you know, teeny bopper type music. And then in her teenage years became a pop singer and later onto the screen for major films in like the beach party genres of films. Annette Funicello with Tall Paul. And by the way, something kind of interesting about that song, if you're a chart history watcher, that is among the shortest ever hit records on the top 40 charts. It was 1 minute and 34 seconds. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and from Annette and the Afterbeats into something from a rare Eric Clapton side project, a rare Eric Clapton supergroup, The Powerhouse. So this was kind of a studio project one-off for Elektra Records in 1966. Elektra was putting out a label sampler album called What's Shaken. And that's what put Eric Clapton and the Powerhouse together. Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Jack Bruce, and Pete York from Spencer Davis Group on drums, and also Ben Palmer on piano. They did 4 songs. 3 of the songs were released. There is a 4th song in a vault somewhere that has never officially been released. But this is interesting because this is Crossroads, the blues tune by Robert Johnson from the 1920s. Well, Cream did a hit version of this with Eric Clapton on vocals. Ah, but on this recording, this is Eric Clapton and the Powerhouse with Steve Winwood on vocals. This is a rarity. This is why you listen to this fine program. Eric Clapton and the Powerhouse coming out of the deep, dark archives of Brad's basement right here on Cruisin' the Decades.
Save me if you please.
hosted at the Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, USA, with flagship global broadcasts on Superpower Shortwave, Radio Miami International, and WBCQ, The Planet in Maine, along with the most impactful and important FM and AM music outlets and community-minded radio stations in the world. This is a 100-year journey through recorded popular music history. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. Over 100 years of music.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much you'll never know.
Years of music and cultural history. It's Cruising the Decades. That was Kiss from 1976. That was Hard Luck Woman, the lead single off the Kiss album Rock and Roll Over. I had to chuckle recently with Gene Simmons in the news. There's a new ultimate fan experience for when Gene Simmons is playing a show solo. You can be the ultimate fan and be his roadie for a day. And it costs around $12,000 in the U.S. That's the ultimate sign that you've made it as a rock star. Here, you carry the gear, you work on setting up the stage for me, and you're going to pay me to do it. I think that's great, though. You also get a commemorative T-shirt and a meal with Mr. Gene Simmons himself. That is Kiss on Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, cruisinthedecades.com. One song per decade, all styles welcome, all genres encouraged. And now we're into the 1980s. And it was January of 1981. Let's go to the presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C., the start of the Reagan years.
To a few of us here today, this is a solemn and most momentous occasion. And yet in the history of our nation, it is a commonplace occurrence. The orderly transfer of authority as called for in the Constitution routinely takes place as it has for almost two centuries, and few of us stop to think how unique we really are. In the eyes of many in the world, this every four-year ceremony we accept as normal is nothing less than a miracle. Mr. President, I want our fellow citizens to know how much you did to carry on this tradition. By your gracious cooperation in the transition process, you have shown a watching world that we are a united people, pledged to maintaining a political system which guarantees individual liberty to a greater degree than any other. And I thank you and your people for all your help in maintaining the continuity which is the bulwark of our republic. The crisis we are facing today does not require of us the kind of sacrifice that Martin Treptow and so many thousands of others were called upon to make. It does require, however, our best effort and our willingness to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds, to believe that together, with God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you very much.
A peaceful transition of power. Remarkable. Even then in 1981, that's the voice of Ronald Reagan at the 1981 inauguration. Cruising the decades with an audio history moment. And now a song from that first year in office for the Gipper. This is a song from 81 by the Oak Ridge Boys. It's actually a cover. Dallas Frazier did the original version in 1966. But the Oak Ridge Boys made this into basically their best known signature tune. And I was a little kid and I hated this song. And as a little kid, this song made me say, I hate country music. Well, later I learned that there's great music in all genres and sounds and styles. But back in the day when I was a kid, I thought this song was annoying. I started to like it though, once I figured out who Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, was. This is the Oak Ridge Boys on Cruisin' the Decades.
Elvira, Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira.
Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry.
Oh! Papa Mama.
Ridge Boys on Cruising the Decades for the 1980s. Well, now into the 1990s, as we are remembering one of the members of Tony, Dwayne Wiggins has passed away at age 64. Tony is an R&B pop group that was formed in Oakland, California in the late 80s, kind of blending hip-hop and funk and R&B sounds. They had several big hits into the 1990s. Well, Dwayne Wiggins was 64 years old. He is the brother of Raphael Sadiq, Charles Ray Wiggins, and along with their cousin Timothy Riley, they founded the trio. This was a song that was huge in the 90s when I was in high school. So we're going to turn it up loud and pay tribute to Dwayne Wiggins of Tony on Cruisin' the Decades.
Talking about them times when I was by myself.
what it feels like.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
I don't know what I've done, or if I like what I've begun. But something told me to run, and honey, you know me, it's all going on. There were sounds in my head, a little voice is whispering that I should go and this should end. Oh, when I found myself listening, 'cause I
I'm not afraid to die.
by Missy Higgins from Australia. That's called Where I Stood. Her record is called On a Clear Day, released in 2007. On Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music and the power of radio. A big salute to our listeners all over the world, including Canada's North, CKLB Radio in Yellowknife, Canada, Northwest Territories, way, way north. They rebroadcast on some 10 or 12 or 15 different signals across thousands of kilometers of Canada's North. So a salute to CKLB listeners, as well as those who hear the show on Indiana Public Radio at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. That's where David Letterman went to college, by the way. We broadcast from the Letterman building on that campus, in fact, and we're heard on several high-power shortwave radio stations, including WBCQ The Planet, and in Germany, Channel 292 Shortwave and Radio Miami International from the swamps of Lake Okeechobee in South Florida. Shortwave radio carries this show all over the world. We had a listener reception report from Pakistan just 2 weeks ago, if you can believe that. So let us know where you're listening at cruisinthedecades.com. Drop in a reception report and a song request for that matter. And also, you can email me directly, Brad@thesummit.fm. Thesummit.fm. We're a local, independent, all-music public radio station in Akron, Ohio, broadcasting for Akron and Canton, Youngstown and Athens, Ohio, and parts of Cleveland and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's a global experiment in music history. Cruisinthedecades.com. And now, from 2015, the first hit by Alessia Cara, Canadian artist that broke big with this song off her first album, sampling a real famous beat and riff by Isaac Hayes that was later sampled by Portishead in the 90s, and this 2015 song by Alessia Cara. This is called Here. I'm cruising the decades.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested. No, I'm not listening. No, I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask. I don't need a boyfriend. So you can't go back. Please enjoy your party. I'll be here somewhere.
the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
Canada, Alessia Cara with Here from 2015. And now we're going to jump up to a 2025 single and something that's getting great response, great reviews. This is Jesse Wells. It's a great new troubadour coming out of the Ozark, Arkansas area in northern Arkansas, and he's kind of a hippie and kind of a songwriter. He's been building up a following. He's had a couple of bands and a couple of previous releases, lived in an art commune around Fayetteville, Arkansas, and really started building a buzz. This is a single leading up to a full-length album in coming months. Take a listen to this. This is Jesse Wells, and the song is Horses on Cruising the Decades.
All my flannels made in Bangladesh, all my t-shirts in Vietnam. There are places that we quietly ignore. There are places that we go and bomb. Jesus, even more about latitude. They say that the way of the Tao was to do nothing. Then what the hell am I supposed to do? You know, the harder you think, the deeper you sink, the tighter you grip, the more that you slip. So I'm singing this song about loving all the people that you've come to hate. It's true what they say, I'm gonna die someday. While I'm holding on to all this away. You know, I really thought that there'd be power. I'm thinking I'd be always just born fools. Thought I was gathering oats for my horses. I was getting out whipping my mule. There's a book I read I don't remember. There's a place I've been I never seen. There's a note that I wrote that went up in smoke. There's some songs I don't ever sing. All the stars in the sky are burning. Most are burning unbeknownst to me. I wish I would have paid more attention to the bigger things I didn't see. You know, the harder you think, the deeper you sink. The tighter you grip, the more that you slip. So I'm singing this song about loving all the people that you've come to hate. It's true what they say, I'm gonna die someday. Why am I holding on to all this away? You know, I really thought that there'd be power. And thinking I'd be always just born fools. Out of gathering oats for my horses.
this to watch. New music is great. There are still tremendous artists out there if you know where to look and where to listen. That was Jesse Wells with Horses. And now we've done 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades. Find all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
They don't get it that these guys are playing for keeps. That they are going after you. That they are not going to leave any little bit left for you. There's only one thing that the ruling circles throughout history have ever wanted, and that's everything.